This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Is it all right to drink Starbucks again? I broke my personal boycott of Starbucks in the Amsterdam train station at Schiphol Airport, partly in desperation after an overnight flight running for the train, partially because I didn't have a choice since it was between the ticket counter and the track, and mainly because there was encouraging news that the company might be relaxing its fierce anti-union campaign over the last several years. Only weeks ago, I'd been a guest on a call with organizers with Workers United, the SEIU affiliate that's been winning hundreds of elections for Starbucks coffee houses. The move then was committed and searching, but there was no sign that there was a break in the clouds in the impasse between the company and the union. Now, there's a joint statement that indicates there might be a path forward. Starbucks had signaled a new direction recently with a request to the union to return to the table, but most observers, okay, me especially, were skeptical. Maybe it was real. Reports indicate that they are now implementing a wage increase in the union-certified stores that they had denied workers since May 2022, as well as finally extending the ability to receive tips on credit card purchases. The Guardian reports that they are also in discussions to try to resolve litigation that the parties engaged with each other. The company had seemed to be stalling and outlasting the union in many of the certified stores, so is this really a change of direction, even if not a change of heart? And if so, what caused it? The union did recently show there's still life in their organizing by filing for 21 elections simultaneously around the country, including one near New Orleans. Perhaps as importantly, if not more so, the union wage stockholder referendum that is pending might have been a wake-up call for management. Who knows? Maybe this came to grip with reality that they have unionized stores in many hotels in other countries, and out of 9,000 locations, they can live very well and easily with 500 or 1,000 more unionized locations if they have peace in their valley. Is it all real? That's a harder question. Olive branches don't necessarily spell a good or smoother road to a good collective bargaining agreement as much as it may signal that all parties are tired of this war of attrition. Reading tea leaves, I saw a Facebook posting by Manny Pasteurize, head of the giant East Coast SEIU Local 32BJ, heralding the breakthrough and throwing credit everywhere. And he would be in a better position to know this is something other than PR than those of us in the cheap seat. So this could be the real deal. Either way, it's time. And seeing unionized coffee houses spread all over the country, red and blue, might help a thousand flowers bloom. So here's hoping this will be a gift that comes for all of us in the coming spring season. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.